Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Burt Show.
I understand why people are eloping, man. I think we're looking at statistics of eloping going way up and big weddings going down. Not because of just the finances of it, but just the hassle of trying to make this person happy and that person happy, right? Where's it going to be? Yesterday, we were talking about a wedding that was about to be canceled in Southern California because they were going to have one wedding in California, one in Ohio, but mom was upset that the legal one was going to be in Ohio. Oh, what a hassle. So maybe eloping is the way to go.
Right. Since when did planning a wedding and getting engaged and married become just such a crazy spectacle that requires it feels like it's almost for other people and not you at a certain point, right?
It is a racket, bro.
When did Instagram get founded?
It was before that, I think.
No, I think Instagram has really contributed to people wanting to show up other people's weddings because you see so many other people's celebrations that you never would have before. And now it's like, well, dang, we got to outdo Susie from down the street.
Which is honestly kind of funny because 9 out of 10 weddings that you go to are all kind of exactly the same thing. It just feels like a rinse and repeat just at a different location. But I totally understand why people are eloping. And there's been a trend where I feel like people elope, they get legally married, and then they end up having the celebration sometime down the road later, whether that's a scheduling conflict or, you know, you're about to buy a house together and you want the tax benefit, whatever the case may be. Also, the fact of the matter is when you book a celebration that doesn't have the wedding name attached to it, you get a big discount on things, right?
Okay.
So this actually has to do with my sister. Okay. So she's been dating this guy for a few years now, over 2 years, and he's in the Navy. So they've been long distance essentially their entire relationship besides the very beginning when they met at school. So once they graduated, he moved away, and they've been doing this kind of long distance thing for the last better half of a year, a better part of a year and a half. And so they had just hung out recently, and I went home to hang out with her and my parents, and she kind of dropped the news on us that, hey, tentative plan is an engagement next year. And honestly, it was a little bit surprising to hear that in the first place because I didn't know that they were like, you know, that far along in the relationship. But of course, I'm happy for them. But the thing is, because he's in the Navy, he has a mandatory amount of service time that he has to actually serve. And you kind of have no idea where you're going to go. You're going to be overseas, especially the fact is that he's in the Navy. He might be on a boat, you know, for the next foreseeable future. And so they were kind of discussing what the timeline of events are post engagement. And they were like, well, maybe we'll elope and then we'll have the celebration years later. And my mom was kind of taken back of like, you can't do that. It has to happen within what she said, reasonable amount of time. And I want to know, what do you guys think is the reasonable amount of time that you can get legally married when you elope and then actually have a celebration afterwards?
Well, I guess at the end of the day, it's the decision of those getting married. But if we were going to put, like, etiquette wise, what should it be?
I'm about to Google Emily Post and see if she has anything on something like this.
Who's Emily Post?
Emily Post is supposed to be like the etiquette queen of knowing what you should and shouldn't do.
Etiquette.
Is it etiquette? No,
it is etiquette.
It is. I just completely passed me by.
Yeah, I'd quit.
I don't know.
Etiquette queen.
You don't shut up. Kristen's about to etiquette this bitch.
That's a joke I was trying to get. I do feel 2 years, like that is a long time between elopement and having a party for your friends.
Right. And it feels different than getting engaged for 2 years and having a wedding afterwards. Right. But why is that different?
I feel like it should be a couple of months.
Not even, I'd say within a year. Like you got a year to get your S together and to have your party.
Even that feels long to me.
No, it is. I think it's a nice amount of a grace period to do it. Other than that, it's like, Well, now it's not even like a ceremony. It's a vow renewal at this point.
That's what we're showing up for.
No, it's a celebration for your friends and family to get to witness you guys joining your lives together.
Like, but you did that 2 years ago.
Yeah, but this is the party for it. And then you're just making a spectacle about it. Like, the more I go to weddings, the more I realize this is just you putting on a play for your friends and family. There's a little rehearsal. Yep. Everyone's got to wear an outfit. You stand up there. Everyone's bored for 20 minutes. And then you get to drink after.
Wait, is this play about us?
Is this about us?
Here's what I would do in their situation, because everyone's going to have an opinion, and you should not care what people think, but I get that you will care because you're a human being. If I were them, I would elope and not tell anybody, and then I would throw a wedding whenever I wanted to and pretend it's the wedding, and then after the fact, I'd be like, psych, already got married. But etiquette or etiquette, whichever you like, does say you have an entire year to send a wedding gift after the wedding, so I think that should apply a year after you actually get married.
What happens if it's like 5+ years? Is that way too long? Because I don't know what the actual, I call it like a sentencing term, because it's not bad. The mandatory deployment that he's going to be on. If he's on an aircraft carrier for 5 years after they elope, there's no celebration that can happen at any point during that
time. He's not going to get leave at any point in 5 years.
That is true. But then, you know, it's a lot harder to plan in advance for something like that, because when it comes to inviting a bunch of people, you got to give like 9 months, a year in advance for people to show up.
If your man's going into the military, can't plan a party for his friends and family, I don't think he belongs in the military.
Hold on a second. Here is, I don't know, because our phones are wonky. Can you put that on hold? That'd be great. Hey, Christina, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. I'm just calling in regards to having your reception or celebration well after an elopement or court ceremony.
Opinions are welcome. What do you got?
Well, both my children were married, one during COVID, so she could not have an actual wedding. They've been married 6 years and have yet to have a reception. My son was married in the Navy at a courthouse, planning a celebration later. The longer you wait, the less apt it's going to happen.
I think you're probably right on that.
Like, the consensus online, like, there's no hard rule, like with anything, there's no hard rule, like, you know, you do you, boo, but they're saying a couple of months or so after the elopement is, like, your typical time period to have. Now, so, a year, 2 years, whatever. If somebody hit me up 5 years after they got married, I am going to look at you a little sideways. And guess what? I ain't bringing a gift. that's not going to happen.
I think that's valid.
It's The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.